I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village, and really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home, and they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. Pandra Gari. Motor Chala Do Mein. And you can...
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you so much for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, great hour, hour number two. If you missed any part of hour number one, I encourage you to pick it up. Matt Wong and I had a great conversation in our segment number two about children, and in particular though about the battle for our children and those that are on the front line and the arrows that are being thrown at them. Okay, Is that you, John?
That would be, there are a lot of people that are saying, I need to listen to Judd Dunning and Pastor Greg just hitting me. I will silence those notices.
message them and tell them they can go to chosengenerationradio.com and watch us live on their phone. Chosengenerationradio.com. best to use Firefox, though. Those of you that are watching us online, best to use Firefox. Google and Bing don't like us, and so they make us look like, you know those characters, Judd, that walk into the tent at the circus with the funky mirrors?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they mess with the signal. So if you watch it on either on Google or Bing, they mess with you. But if you watch it on Firefox, you'll get a nice clear image, nice clear picture of us.
Got it. Here we are. Be gone, Google.
That's it, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It looks beautiful. Full screen. It's a gorgeous picture, but you got to watch us on Firefox. So there you go. That's one of the things that I think his name is Brandon Eich, that Brandon Eich left behind in his technology. At least conservative media is still accessible, even though they fired him for, supporting traditional marriage there in California. They voted him out of his own company, right? Mozilla.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting times, though. I mean, you're bringing up the element of the day. I mean, it'd be great if Elon Musk said, "I just want to let everyone know I'm now a Christian." That's what I would like to have heard. But well, him joining Twitter and what that means, or buying 10% of Twitter, and how he's been posting that Twitter needs to stop filtering news.
Yeah,
and here we are with truth. You're talking about truth. What's happening to, we know the guys at Google, and Facebook, and all these social media. So we actually we're private companies, and we can do whatever we want. We can filter whatever we want. But Elon Musk entered in to this concept of truth. Before that, it was Trump with fake news. Way before that, it was Jesus Christ. So we have these elements of the truth will set us free, but the truth is being obfuscated. You're being attacked for sharing news, truth, moral absolutism, the Christian word, patriotism. It's these strange times. You have to wear your shield and armor, and you have to put it on your mind, your computer, everything in your life, and you have to choose very carefully, and you have to study more deeply, like the original Jews of the Bible and the original scholars. We really have to study anything and make sure that we know what we're looking at.
Study to show thyself approved, right? That's another one of those biblical truths. You've written an article in Newsmax entitled "Great Conservative Minds Can Help Us Return to What Is Right," and you and I've had some conversations about this. But I'm gonna let you begin, and I'd love to have this because I think it's a great conversation for us to engage in.
I love this. I love where to go. So to let everyone know that Greg and I have become personal friends. So
yes.
We do text each other now. There's been about three people in my life when I hear the word, my mother being one of them, God rest her soul, double masters of Christian philosophy. She would do prison work, et cetera. She wrote a book about spiritual healing. And we could talk for hours. Another one was gentleman, Brett Donna, I have a few people, and Greg. And when you get on the phone that you're just going to, by your nature, you can't help but geek out and explore the Word of God as your conversation, like some people talk about football. So I sent Greg this article before I wrote this. I sent him the excerpt from Russell Kirk's Six Canons of Conservatism that was redacted, interestingly enough, by Jonah Goldberg. It's a very difficult conservative to understand if you really track him. And then redacted by me, and Greg sent it back, and he's like, "Look, beautiful, but Jesus Christ is really the taproot of America, the truth of America, and really what is going to save America," which I do agree. So before I publish the article, I would say here are the six canons. Let's start with the first one. I made an amendment for Greg, and then the article did really well.
God bless you. How about that?
I said, in these dark times, of, you know, we have to, you know, when there's an attack on conservatism, individual liberty in America, much like, the, you know, we have to study words, not only the Bible, but with things like the Constitution, so we get warm shelter as we're watching the cultural Marxists and moral relatives destroy our society progressively, which is the way they work. And Russell Kirk's Six Canons, where I said you should meditate on them, put it beside your Bible after you read your Bible. Great men, you know, back many years before, they would sit around like Warren Buffett, and they would read for hours. They would give their mind time to think to create possibility. And I said, tuck this beside your chair until Biden's out of office and reflect upon this after the Bible. So I said, remember, there is always a higher order. Read this several times after the Bible. Meditate and remember all is well. That order remains on our side regardless of who holds office. The six tenets are as follows. Let's read the first one. We believe in a transcendent order or a body of natural law, and I added God to many or most Americans.
Thank you.
Parentheses, which I'm going to start that over for your viewers. But that is how Greg changed the article. We believe in a transcendent order or a body of natural law, God to many or most Americans, which rules society as well as conscience. True politics is the art of apprehending and applying the justice which ought to prevail in a community of souls. So, look. You know, the first thing we know, when you can look at everything that's going between the left and the right, and everything that's barraging our senses, is to anchor in that first tenet. Greg, after you, and we'll move to the next one.
Well, and so, you know, one of the things, and it's interesting because as you and I had this conversation too, I did a lot of praying into this. And as I was doing that, one of the things that the Lord was talking to me about was that we don't, and you and I have talked a little bit about this off air, but we as Christians do not fully apply the power of the cross to our lives. It's like AA, you go into an AA meeting and you say, hi, my name is Bob, I'm an alcoholic. Well, hang on. If you finished the 12 steps, the idea is that you're now free from alcoholism. So it really should be more, hi, my name is Bob, and I was an alcoholic, but I have been set free. And that's why I'm here, to help be a part of a community that's going to set others free just like me. In Christianity, we say, I am a sinner saved by grace. Well, okay, but that still references that you are saying, I'm still a sinner. And I would suggest that when Jesus Christ hung on the cross and said, it is finished, he meant it. Meaning, he put sin on the cross, yours and mine, and overcame. It says, I overcame sin and death. We're cool with the idea that, you know, we're hoping, we're looking at eternity, that he overcame death, but we're not so hip on the idea of, oh, wait a minute, he overcame sin? Oh, no, now you think you're holier than thou. No, I don't think I'm holier than anybody other than what Christ did for me, which means that now this is his holy self working in me that's accomplished a completed work. That is where our power and our authority comes from. And that's the freedom that they're all looking for and why they compromise, because they're like, man, I can't get it right. I'm not straight. I'm messed up. And so let's have a club of messed up people that happen to get together on Sunday mornings and all co-commiserate and hope that somewhere down the road, when we all die, things are going to get better. That's just not an answer. That's just not hope, Judd. There's no hope in that.
Right, right. Well, how does a leader admit that they are tragically and beautifully flawed and redeemed through grace, and then be honest and be powerful in a world that is pretty zero sum? And then how do Christians express that, you know, we put the divine Jesus God, for those that aren't Christians, first, without alienating them, and lead that way. And I want to cut to the Ukraine to use a perfect example of this. You know, I think that if we had the kind of leadership that had the boldness for transparent honesty, I'm sober 25 years, June 3rd. Praise God, I was on my way out. I was 6 days a week, frat boy drunk many years ago. It's in my family. It's in the iniquity of my family. And I've been, I was definitely saved through spiritual experience with a pastor praying on my knees, different for a different day. And we need someone to say, hey, here's been our interaction openly in the Ukraine. Here's what our agenda has been. Here's what the Obama administration did. Here's what we've done with weapons or bioweapons, et cetera. How do we negotiate peace for a higher good? And, you're not going to see that in the system anymore. We have very rare moments. We have people who get busted and turn it into an event like Will Smith is trying to do, right? He's trying. So, I give him credit for that. But we have zero capacity right now for a leader to say, hey, we've had flawed policy here. How do we find a peace in the middle of evil, I don't see that, but I think that this element in Kirk's canons of conservatism, starting immediately with what you're saying, it was written so that the deist and the non-American, the non-statist religious people could have it. And I think just acknowledging that we're part of a community of souls that align under justice that is divine justice is a great place to start.
I
hear background music. Is it time for a break?
We're going to get into a break here in just a minute, and then we're going to come back on the other side. I think the place where we are finding a commonality of ground is when we recognize that there is a space in America for people who don't have that deep felt belief in God and Jesus Christ. And that's one of the reasons when Jefferson looked at all of the religions and he studied all of them, and it's in his writings that he did, he came back to Christianity because he said, Christianity says, I set before you, but you get to choose what you want to believe. We'll be back. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
John MacArthur here with today's Portraits of Grace. A story I once read reminded me that worry is somewhat like fog. dense fog covering seven city blocks 100 feet deep is said to contain, get this, less than one glass of water divided into 60,000 million droplets. In the right form, a few gallons of water can cripple a large city. In the same way, the things we worry about tend to be small compared to how they cripple our thinking. Someone said worry is a thin stream of fear that trickles through the mind, which if encouraged will cut a channel so wide that all other thoughts will be drained out. The Bible says not to worry. Instead, we're to trust in God and His good care. Commit yourself to worry-free living, and don't allow the fog of worry to obscure God's goodness to you as one of His portraits of grace.
This is Carter Conlon. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God will do things His way. If you allow God's word to touch your heart, it will do the work it needs to do. Now God sent His words to heal us, not to harm us. He sent His words to guide us, to strengthen us. And if we follow His words, and if we allow His ways to lead us, the promise is that we'll go out through this life with joy. We'll be led through the valley of the shadow of death that's coming over this whole world, but we'll be led through it with peace. Let's not presume that God must answer us our way. Let's learn to trust His ways. Let's start to pray again. Let God's voice begin to guide us. It's time to pray.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my guest is Judd Dunning. Unapologetic, by the way, is his show on KABC 790 AM in Los Angeles. And it's a great program. I was privileged to actually be on his very first broadcast and to open that broadcast with prayer, which was very cool. And Judd, I will always remember that, dear brother. I will always remember that. Good stuff.
You know, if you know there's power up there and you don't use it, it's on you. You know, so the show did pretty well. You know, as they said, God sends a canoe, right? And you're standing on top of the roof. So I brought you in early. The show did well, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much, buddy.
Oh, hey,
so
my pleasure.
I wish everybody could sit in. We keep talking through the break. You just need to not turn off the mic. But I love what we were just discussing. I mean, do you want to? I think that's an interesting pivot into truth. You know, because of where you went. Do you want to talk a little bit about what you were sharing? Because that was brilliant.
Brother, I'm happy to do that. So we were visiting about the Ukraine and the Russia thing, and you had brought up a little bit about the bio labs and things of that nature. And the pastor that I visit with over there, I've known him since 2014. He was actually, we met through what's called the least of these. He lived in Russia at the time and in Ukraine both, working with orphans and taking care of orphans. And he was born in the Soviet Union, grew up there. His mom still lives there. And, you know, when all of this stuff has been going on between Ukraine and Russia, Putin has kind of shut down all of the media that he didn't want his people to see. And literally 80% of the people in Russia, the only thing they watch is the state television news channel. That's the only place they get their news. So he literally, and he lives 28 miles outside of Kiev in a little place called Plesetsky. And we've had him on the program. Actually, in fact, he was on live with us yesterday, the last half hour of the show, Judd. And I met him because he would broadcast to me. We would broadcast and connect with one another in 2014 when he was in the tents during the dignity protests that were going on in Kiev. And he would give us on the ground, up to date information about what was going on and what was actually taking place. But he has had to take pictures of what's going on, video of what they're seeing around him, the villages that have been destroyed, the places where he is going and delivering and rendering aid, because his mom truly didn't believe that Russia had invaded the Ukraine or was doing anything to any of the civilian population or the cities or any of that. They were told that the story that a lot of, that is going on, that, oh, all he was going after was quote unquote bio labs. And we had a conversation with him yesterday about the bio lab situation as well. And he said, well, yeah, it's possible that there are, but if there are, those bio labs are on the border of the area controlled by Russia. And so they're actually manufactured or have been created or are and are operated by Putin's people himself. So if he's blowing up his own labs, then he's blowing up his own labs. And if they're there to quote unquote liberate Ukrainian people, then it doesn't make sense that they are doing the damage and destruction. One of the places, I mean, they're bombing their bread factories. They're bombing areas where the people there get supplies for food and to survive. If you're there to liberate, why would you blow up the places that these liberated people need? And he even spoke about a pastor who had to flee Crimea, a friend of his, who had to flee Crimea when the Russians came in and who had family members that were murdered there. He moved to Irpin, and now he's had to flee Irpin because of the Russians. Again, if the Russians were so friendly and everybody was loving them, then why are the Ukrainian people running from the territories that they're coming into? And it is a true fact that the Russians were murdering and raping in the towns and the cities that they were taking over. They were murdering and raping. And this is exactly, historically, this is exactly what they did during what's called the Holodom, which very few people know about, but I would encourage people to go and learn about what happened and what the Russians did to the Ukrainians in 1932, 33, and 34, the Holodom. Last piece to this. The Russians are experts, and this is what we talk. I'm so sorry, Jed. I've just kind of been taking over
go,
here.
Go, okay. Go. No, all right. I love it. We're here. It's a conversation. God's in charge.
He is. So, folks, again, I implore you, get the book or the DVD, Disinformation. Disinformation by General Pacheco. It will help you to understand. Pastor Vitaly grew up in the Soviet Union. We talked about it and he shared yesterday. Their ability to create scenery that will make you, even if you're living in the middle of what's going on, they will create scenery that's so good that it might make you, that it might cause you to fail. Jesus warned about this, Matthew 24. The time weren't short.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
With God, there is no big sin and small sin. With God, there is no length of time of sinning that is too long. Sin is sin.
Dr. Michael Youssef.
With God, no matter the kind of sin that is committed, throughout the Bible and in history, we know that God forgives idolaters, He forgives murderers, He forgives adulterers, He forgives fornicators, He forgives cheaters, He forgives liars and homosexuals and blasphemers and drunkards and extortionists. He forgives every imaginable sin. When you come to God in genuine repentance and say, Lord, forgive me, He forgives you immediately. And then He remembers it no more. The Bible said He threw it in the depth of the sea. It's an imagery that's beyond our reach.
Start your faith journey with Dr. Michael Youssef. Visit ltw.org/Jesus.
Are you looking for direction in your life? Here's today's Pathway Minute with Dr. Robert Jeffress.
Now, the question often arises, well, if I've been forgiven by God, why do I still suffer the consequences of my mistakes? Why is it, if I've been forgiven by God, I still have to suffer the consequences of my mistakes? After all, forgiven people still contract STDs. They still experience divorce. They still go to prison. Why doesn't God erase the consequences of our sin from us if He's truly forgiven us? Because God loves us. And the painful consequences that we continue to experience is a daily reminder of the effects of sin and a great motivation to stay in line in our obedience with God.
Pathway Minute is produced by Pathway to Victory. To access the Bible teaching of Dr. Robert Jeffress, go to ptv.org.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I greatly appreciate you being with me. Hang on, let me get that punched over. There we go. All right, folks. Well, welcome aboard. Good to have you. And I am absolutely thrilled to have my next guest with me. I have watched his program for years. We have been so blessed by the things that he does, by what he shares, and by his passion for people to truly know and understand the saving grace of Jesus Christ. And I'm so thrilled to welcome to the program Sid Roth. Sid, welcome. It's so good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Greg, for the opportunity.
Well, there's a lot obviously happening in the world, and a great deal for you and I to have conversation about today. Let's begin, I think, by talking about a subject that I know is very important and near and dear to both of our hearts, and that is the outreach that's happening to the Jewish community. And I understand that there are, and I'm hearing, a lot of Jewish people that are becoming messianic. What are your thoughts with regards to why that might be taking place?
Well, I'll start out with scripture.
Okay.
Luke 21:24, Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles until the fullness of the Gentiles comes in. Okay, we know Jerusalem is now in Jewish possession. Does that mean we're at the fullness of the Gentile age? I say yes, but let's have two witnesses from the Bible.
Okay.
Same premise in Romans 11:25. Partial blindness has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles. So what does that mean? That means when you see the Jews in occupying Jerusalem, fullness of the Gentiles, when you see the spiritual scales being removed from Jewish eyes, fullness of the Gentiles. Does that mean what the Orthodox rabbis say? Absolutely right. The Orthodox rabbis are more right than many Christians I know in this particular instance. And this particular instance is we are in the footsteps of Messiah. He is ready to return. If that's 1,000 years or if it's 5 years, beyond my pay grade. But sure, we are. And I have proven the spiritual scales are off of the eyes of Jewish people by the proof is in the pudding. I do what are called lectures on the supernatural. You can parachute me into almost any city with a large Jewish population in the world. I've been in Boca Raton, Florida, Las Vegas, in the United States. I've been in Odessa, Kyiv, Ukraine. I've been in Israel, Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, up north. I have been in various cities in the former Soviet Union, and I have meetings that are anywhere from 150 to 2,500. The difference between my meetings and most people's meetings is it's for our Jewish people that do not know the Messiah. Mm-hmm. I call it a lecture on the supernatural. And what I do is I share the most supernatural subject I have, which I want to share with you and your audience in a minute. And I share how an Orthodox Jewish man that got involved in the New Age and almost lost his life had an encounter with the living God and how it transformed my life. When I share that, people get healed. I have been in meetings with Jewish people who are non-believers. I know both are a fact. And these Jewish non-believers, many times Israelis, because I do it in Israel, when I share what is known as the glory of God, Moses gave us a synonym for glory. He said to God, show me your glory. And God says, I'll have my goodness pass before you. Mm-hmm. So we might say a synonym for the glory of God is the goodness of God. Mm-hmm. Another synonym for the glory and goodness of God is the presence of God. Mm-hmm. And when the presence of God invades an auditorium, mm-hmm. and that's literally what happens, I'm an observer. In fact, I'll tell you a story about myself. And I have to do it because it puts me in my place and puts God on the throne. And that's what I like to do.
Amen.
My sister and brother-in-law live in Israel. I happen to be a Jewish believer in Jesus. Mm-hmm. I happen to have dual citizenship. I'm Israeli as well as American.
Okay.
So my sister and brother-in-law came to one of my outreaches. They're sitting in the back just observing, really, because I don't want believers in my outreach. I want non-believers in my outreach.
Sure. That's what we do in India when we do our street ministry there.
Right. And so afterwards, I had lunch with them. Mm-hmm. And this is what only a sister can tell you. Only a sister or a wife can put you in place. So my sister said, you know, Sid, you weren't very good this morning. How come so many Jewish people made professions of faith?
Mm. Amen.
Case in point, it's got nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
It's the presence of God that is doing this. In fact, Greg, it says in Isaiah, behold, I'm going to do a new thing. We're about ready to see a new thing. Part of the new thing involves Israel. And when I say Israel, I'm not just speaking about the nation Israel, although I am.
Right.
I'm speaking about Israelis that have been scattered to the four corners of the earth, Jewish people in every city that you are currently broadcasting in right now. And this is God's moment. I mean, I, as a Jew, have always wanted to help the underdog. As a Jewish believer in Jesus, I still want to help the underdog, but I have a way of helping them. A friend of mine I interviewed recently has a book. It's called The Unfair Advantage. I have got an unfair advantage.
Yeah.
I do. I know God.
Amen.
And if God is for me, who can be against us? Anything can't be against me.
Yeah.
If God is for me, who could be against me? I get excited.
No,
by the way,
it's
you
good.
Mentioned my
I love
passion.
It.
It's not
yeah.
feigned. It's
no,
who I am.
It's who exactly. Well, it, and it's who we as believers should be. My story is I died four times, saving
yeah,
my.
You look alive to me.
Well, I'm telling you, I dove across the car and was in an accident. We impacted a truck at 55 miles an hour, and I saved my daughter's life. And I broke every bone in my body except my shoulders, my elbows, and my right hip. They gave me a 2% chance to survive when they flew me into University Hospital. I spent 6 weeks on life support, and I died multiple times. And I share that testimony in India, and we've built, God has built over 500 churches in the last 2 years because of that testimony. And it is projected onto a wall in alleyways that fill with people hungry to hear the truth. Why do you think people are so drawn to, because there are so many out there today that say, well, God doesn't do miracles anymore. No more supernatural. That doesn't exist anymore. That ended years and years and years ago. Why do you think God's still doing miracles today? And why do you think that that is a significant sign that is bringing people to Christ?
Well, because the Bible says it. That's good enough reason. If you take a look at Jesus and his first followers, this was before we had computers and television and telephones and cell phones, any communication. What cost 5,000 people, 1,000 people to come to some mountain in the hills of Israel?
Sure.
And not even have enough food to get back. It was because they said there is a rabbi that has miracles. Pastor Greg, this is what is coming, and I'm so excited about it. I only have glimpses of it, but not even, I can't even, I don't think eye has seen or ears heard what is coming, Pastor Greg.
I love
it. Isaiah talks about it. He says,
Sid, hold that thought for 1 second, because we've got to take a break. It's network radio, so they force us into these breaks. We're going to take a quick break. We got about a 4 minute break, folks. We will be back. Sid's going to talk about what is coming. And I'm telling you, I'm excited about this because I know what God wants to do, and we're living in those days. Back after
now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Are you looking for direction in your life? Here's today's Pathway Minute with Dr. Robert Jeffress.
Now, the question often arises, well, if I've been forgiven by God, why do I still suffer the consequences of my mistakes? Why is it, if I've been forgiven by God, I still have to suffer the consequences of my mistakes? After all, forgiven people still contract STDs. They still experience divorce. They still go to prison. Why doesn't God erase the consequences of our sin from us if He's truly forgiven us? Because God loves us. And the painful consequences that we continue to experience is a daily reminder of the effects of sin and a great motivation to stay in line in our obedience with God.
Pathway Minute is produced by Pathway to Victory. To access the Bible teaching of Dr. Robert Jeffress, go to ptv.org.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I have to tell you, I'm just so very, very honored to have Sid Roth here with me again. I have watched you, Sid, for years. I have been very blessed by your ministry. My wife watches your videos regularly, and
as long as she doesn't watch them religiously.
No, just regularly.
Good.
Just regularly. Well, we were talking a little bit in the break, having to do with the miracles and the supernatural, and I want to give you this is your platform. It's my program, but it's your platform. So please, wherever you feel the Holy Spirit is leading.
Okay, I want to answer the question that you posed to me before you went to the break, but I want to ask you a question first.
Okay.
And the question I want to ask you is, did you have an encounter with God or heaven when you died? Because I don't know your story.
Yes, sir. I did.
And you give me the rabbinic answer? Now, let me tell you what the Talmud says.
Okay.
The rabbinic answer is when you stand on one foot and you, if you have to put the other foot down, your time's over. The one foot answer.
I'm on one foot here trying to make this happen.
Oh, no, that doesn't count. Okay.
All right. So very quickly, I arrived on a buckboard. I was in a wooden wheelchair. They rolled me down. It was an incredible green like I've never seen in my entire life. The roads were pure white that went off into the distance as far as I could see. I was taken into an entry place, and from there I was then taken into an infirmary. And when I was in the infirmary,
this is in heaven.
This is in heaven. I was in heaven.
I still have to know, how did you get out of your body to heaven?
I was on the operating table and I died. I died during one of the surgeries.
Do you
remember
leaving your body, or how that whole process happened?
So what I remember is that I was, I vaguely remember wheeled in. I was in a very comatose kind of state because of the severity of the accident that I had been in. And it was actually after all of this, I had had these experiences. And then I was told by medical staff that I had died.
I got you.
And so
you're in heaven.
So I'm in heaven. I again got there on the buckboard in a wooden wheelchair, rolled down. I look around. It's green. I don't see anyone. There is a building there that is white walled, almost like adobe white building. One window in it with wooden slats, a wooden door. Also had a window in the top of it. I am rolled in. To my left, there is a wooden counter. Behind the counter, there are these little cubbies, and in every cubby, there's like a little stick'em note, as though people are going to be picking up messages as they come through. And when they turn me and close the door, there's an elderly gentleman, one that's kind of taller, one that's shorter. The shorter man appears to me to be dressed as someone who probably works in the stables. The older looking man had kind of balding white hair, almost shoulder length. He had a bolo tie. He had on a white shirt that was old fashioned stripes, really thin striped, red, blue, green, yellow stripes. And then he had on a vest and he had on a jacket, both of which were earth toned, very warm, very inviting, made you feel very comfortable. My only interaction with them was that I just basically saw them, and then I was whisked from there out a door on the other side of the building, and now I am lying in an infirmary. I'm in a bed with wooden slats on the sides. I can see that there's a window over here to my left, and it's a case kind of a window, and there's a hallway on the other side, and I see figures going back and forth. So I can tell that it's busy and that there's other people that are there. And then what would come into the room is a figure that was pure light. And he would come into the room, and I knew in my spirit that I was there to have an encounter with a great physician. That I knew. I knew that I was there to receive surgery and to be worked on by this great physician. And he would come in, he would lean over me, he would work on me, and then he would leave. And this happened several times. And then after he was done, they took me and they put me back in the chair. They took me back over to the building that I'd first come into. And now I had some conversation with those individuals, part of which was them telling me that my father, who had been killed in a car accident 1 month before mine, had been there, and they'd had a wonderful visit with him. They'd shown him all around heaven, and they were sad that they had had to say goodbye because they had to take him to the place where he was going to stay, but he'd left something for me.
In the midst of that conversation, we were interrupted because there was a great deal of commotion happening outside. And they said, oh, we must go out. So they opened the door and they rolled me out. And now, where there had just been green grass and trees, there were people lined along the white road for as far as you could see. And the white road now had something kind of laid out on it, almost like a red carpet kind of laid out on it. And I could see a figure in the distance coming towards us. And this figure that was coming towards us was the most majestic, most regal, most beautiful, most incredible being that I've ever seen in my life. And they exuded love, and the people reflected that love. They loved this being coming towards them. And as the being got closer, I could see that they were rather tall, and it was had a white veil over their head, and then a white veil that went all the way to the ground. But as they moved, it was just like they were gliding on the road. And as they came, people were just like bowing, and they were pouring out, and I felt the love. And then they passed by, and they went down the road and kept going. And then when I would turn back around, the people who were there were suddenly gone, and the road was back to pure white.
Pastor Greg?
Yeah.
Can I interrupt? Because
yes.
You just said something key to that question you asked me before I went, that you told me to answer. What is the new that is coming? Because you just described it. It's the presence. It's the glory of God. I had the same thing happen. I don't know about you, but I didn't go to heaven.
Okay.
But I had that same experience with God's love, because another name for the glory or the goodness or the presence of God is the love of God.
Mm.
They're all synonyms, in my opinion. And when I share my testimony, the love of God goes throughout the auditorium, and unsaved Jewish people raise their hand and they say, I've just been healed. Now, a Christian may do that by faith, and that's fine, but that's not what I look for. I want to see the total manifestation of a healing. And when an unsaved Jew says, I've just been healed, and I mean hundreds sometimes, I mean not laying hands on them.
Right.
I mean just being an observer. That, like I said about my
yes.
sister, you're not that good. How come so many Jewish people accepted Jesus? And I said, it's not me. It's the presence of God. And when I share, and when you just shared, the presence, and I
at the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity.
It's quite likely he influences our lives each week, but few believers know much about him. This week on A New Beginning, Pastor Greg Laurie brings us important insight on the Spirit's role in our daily lives. Important insight from Pastor Greg's series called Life, this week on A New Beginning.